Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today I'd like to talk to you about surprises, and especially about not being surprised at the return of our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes like a thief in the night on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory on a day soon to come. So we're talking about surprises, and I wanted to start out with a story of Naomi and myself when we were surprised at different times. Remember one day I was, when Naomi was about 5 years old, I was walking into the kitchen at our home, and I had bare feet on, and I'm feeling all this granular, sandy, grainy stuff under my bare feet. I'm like, what on earth is that? I walk around, I dust it off, and I walk over here, and I get more on me. I'm like, man, what's going on? And I go over to the counter, and there's more of this all around on the counter. And I look at it, it's white, and I taste it, sugar. And then I look up into the cabinet, I open the cabinet door, and there's a pile of sugar spilled out all over the side, and there's the sugar pot with the cap of it put on kind of askew. And so my mind starts turning on thinking, I think I know who did this. Yep, wasn't Barnaby. Wasn't Silly or Cat. Yeah, it was Naomi. And so I was kind of silent. I told her about, you know, not getting into the sugar. But then a couple days later, I was getting up from my nap or something, and I heard the house very quiet, and I heard a little clinking sound in the kitchen. And remember, she's about 5 years old. And so I think I know what's going on here. So I sneak over to the kitchen really quietly, bare feet. And I look in, and sure enough, she's on the counter, her hand going into the sugar jar. And so I sneak up behind her. I maybe shouldn't have done this. I sneak up behind her, and she has no, and she knows she's doing something wrong. You can see it. She is really careful about how she's doing everything. And there's a suspense in the air, even though she thinks I'm way away. And I get up behind her, and I go, Naomi, what are you doing? And she turns around, and she realized she was caught. There was no way of talking her way out of it. And she just goes, and just melts down like warm butter. Well, Naomi was caught by her father coming like a thief in the night at an unexpected, surprising time doing something wrong. Of course, she's grown, and we all wrestle with this. We've all done similar kinds of things. And praise God, she's growing up very beautifully in a godly and loving way. And I pray ever more so. But the point is that when people get older, sometimes they're doing the same things. She didn't think I saw her. Her father saw her. And that's what it says in the wicked who have grown up in wickedness. And they say, as it says in Psalm 94, verse 7, they say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob does not perceive. And then God says, understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? And he who formed the eye, does he not see? The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. Remember, Proverbs 15 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And then Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, but as of the times and seasons, brethren, you need have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail comes upon a woman with child, and there will be no escape. But you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of night or of the darkness. So what does God want for us in not being surprised at His coming? He wants us to remember, as Naomi ought to have known and as we all ought to know, is that God sees everything at all times. And He hears everything at all times. And He knows the thoughts of man. Do you believe that? Do you know that tonight? That we're not just here in this sanctuary holding our own little worship service with God hanging out on His throne far away. He hears every word that I'm saying, reads my thoughts, and sees us. And that's something that will keep us so that we are not surprised at the Lord's coming, because we'll remember His eyes are upon us, and we should then, as Jesus says, be like that good and faithful servant who, when his master is away on a journey, is when he comes, the master will find him so doing, right? Faithfully in the Word, in this, being strengthened in the sacraments, loving one another, praying, full of mercy and good works is what God is after. And Jesus says something else here in Luke chapter 12, verse 35. Let's read what he says about not being surprised. He says, "Let your loins be girded and your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for the master to come home from the marriage feast, so that they may open to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the householder had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Are you ready for him to come? You know, the world is very infatuated these days with the end of the world, aren't they? With Armageddon. Think about it. What's that movie that just came out? You know it? 2012. Anybody seen it? They're all into the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I don't feel fine, you know, that song. But we got this thing, 2012, end of the world, devastation based on some kooky Mayan calendar prediction. That's very popular now. You got Al Gore saying if we don't change the climate, that it's the end of civilization as we know it. You got Nostradamus saying the end of the world in 1994. Yeah, right, that happened. False prophet. Right? You got the Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay, the Lord will return for sure in 1914, 1915, 1918, 1920, 1925, 1941, 1975, 1994. Give it a rest, people. Okay? You're wrong. You can't know. Jesus says, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but the Father only knows the day and the hour. He's coming at an hour we won't expect Him. So we got to remember His eyes are upon us. And when we see Him always before us and we are doing His will, we're ready at any time that He comes. And He will come, though. There is the prophecy in the Old Testament, Christ will be born in Bethlehem. That happened. By that same word, He would be born according to the line of David. That happened. Born of the line of Judah. That happened. That He would be born in the days of the Roman Empire, according to Daniel. That happened. They'd preach good news, open the eyes of the blind. That happened. By the same word, that he'd be sold for silver and betrayed. That happened. That he'd be hung, hanged between two criminals. That happened. Bear the sins of many. Be raised on the third day. You know what? By that same word, that come to pass in every case, 100% of the time, all the way down the ages. By that same word, he says in John 14, verse 3, I will come again. So you can bet your bottom dollar on it, and you can bet it's not 2012, like the Mayan prophecy says, December 21st or 23rd. And by the way, if you want to bet all your money on December 21st and 23rd and say, I'll bet you he's not coming back on the day, and even if he comes back on the day, you won't have to pay your friend because the Lord will be here. All right? But you know what? We're not going to be surprised on that day if we keep our eyes open and awake. But also remember this, that on that day there are going to be many surprises in His judgments, right? As He says, many that are last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And therefore, if you would be great, Jesus says, if you'd be really good, be a servant. If you want to be first of all, be a slave. Lay down your lives for one another and serve. And let me tell you, in the times when I've seen Naomi, when she has not known and I'm watching her, guess what? Last summer, I dropped her off at a little summer camp over in Kiwanis on Merritt Island. I just got to pour my heart out to you tonight. It was such a blessing to me. But I watched her go in there, and she didn't see me watching her. She thought I'd left. And, you know, she's, as she often, maybe even a little too confident, she's strutting across the floor. All these new people around. She's for total confidence. But then I see her go over, grab a ball, and there's a little girl, and she hands it to the little girl. Or the other time, just a couple of weeks ago, I was picking her up from school. She didn't see me watching her. She didn't know I was there yet. And I saw her go and help a little girl that she tutors and led her over to her mommy. Those kinds of things, you know what? To a father whose eyes see these things, oh, it so warms my heart. And it makes me rejoice that my daughter is doing well. And it just makes me want to pour out all my blessings and love upon her. And guess what? Your father's the same way. Everything that you do, even Jesus says, if you are to give a cup of cold water to someone because he's my disciple, because he bears my name, you shall not lose your reward. Think of our Father looking upon us tonight. His eyes see you at this very instant. His ears hear you. His mind looks into your heart. And as we go about repenting of our sins, believing on His Son, and seeking to follow Him, how it pleases His heart beyond our wildest imaginations. I want you to know that tonight, that God delights in His saints and His people. And then the last thing I want to share with you tonight about surprises is I think the thing that most surprises me in my life about God is that He has shown grace to me. Isn't that the best surprise of all? Because guess what? I don't deserve His grace. I deserve His wrath. And yet I'm surprised that even though I was His enemy, even at that time God sent His Son to be my Savior, how much more now that I am His child shall I be saved by His life? And I'm surprised that He has chosen me to be a preacher because of knowing who I am and how poor I am, yet He's chosen me to do that. How great it is that He's chosen you, that He has decided to pour out His blessing upon people who did not deserve His blessing, but because, and I'll get this, His steadfast love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And when we forsook Him, He remained faithful. That surprises me. Yeah. And I want you to take count of that again tonight. That God loves you with an everlasting love. And underneath you are the everlasting arms. He says this in Micah chapter 7. It says, "Who is a God like thee, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of His inheritance? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. Thou wilt cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Look at me and stay awake for this sermon. Okay? Don't be surprised. Let me catch you asleep. All right? And surprise you. Look, Jesus, God's love is that He sent His Son to be the expiation for your sins. He took your sins, Betty, and Laverne, and Greg, and Eric, and has cast them into the depths of the sea of forgetfulness because of His great love for you. And I want you to go home tonight, even if you don't feel like He loves you, knowing God loves you. And He says, "I will be with you this week. I am your Father. Though you have been faithless, I will be faithful to you, and I'll keep you to the end. And I'm coming again, and with you I will raise you to be with me as I raised my Son unto my inheritance forever." And so we'll conclude then with this word from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "Of the day of Christ's return, God prophesies this, which will be in your mouth. God says, 'You will say in that day, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for thou wast angry with me. Thy anger turned away, and thou didst comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation." God keep us until the surprising but expected day of the Lord Jesus. Amen.